Hey, this is Hulkman, DM for Out of the Abyss, a new series coming to the Storyteller Tales channel. Thank you for checking out the game, and hope you enjoy.
Howdy, my name is Bramble. I'll be playing Champra Kizzy Kizzy, a Ghostwise Halfling Ranger. Champra is quite the unique character, a bit odd, but full of courage.
Hey, it's Brim. I'll be playing Merlette Ambereye, a Halfling Rogue with a fascination for magic tricks.
Hey everyone, this is Matt. I'll be playing the part of Khazad Doerden, a Drow Oathbreaker Paladin who's trying to get out of the Underdark and start a new life.
Hey everyone, I'm Mithril, and I'll be playing Ruin, the half-drow ranger who receives visions of coming doom.
Hey, my name is Amir. I'll be playing Tequil Murshi, a fairy bard, a common out to sell you your own secrets.
Hello, I'm Pat, also known as Storyweaver, and I'm playing Ivan Von Kretsch, a drow whose blessing has been spun into a curse.
Oh, hi. Didn't see you there. I'm Morpski, and I'll be playing the adorable red kobold artificer, Fleffle. Want to know more? You'll just have to tune in.
Last time on Out of the Abyss, our party traveled over the Dark Lake, and conversations were had. Merlette brought up reaching out to a patron he spoke to via his shard, which Khazad took great offense to. Trying to make a point, he scares Fleffle and Merlette, causing Fleffle to jump into the Dark Lake. Unknowingly to him, 8 vampiric manta rays attack and drop Fleffle into death saves. Acting quickly, Ivan rescues and heals him while Merlette confronts Khazad. And we last left our party after tensions had began to die down.
So, you put this fungi that you've collected next to his nose. Fleffle.
This is just a vision one, right? Okay.
Kills Fleffle anyway. Tonight's episodes are called How Many Times Can Fleffle Die?
Fleffle. You are unconscious, normally just sleeping. You don't really, and you've never really had visions before. You swear you hear the squawk of a bird. And then you wake up.
You okay, bird. Buddy? Bird. Bird
Waffle, you all right, bud?
Yep, I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
Merlette,
everybody cool? Everybody chill? Everybody's good.
Merlette tried to punch him.
Merlette defended your honor.
Yeah, Merlette did do that.
Thanks, buddy.
He was actually very brave.
But Waffle pulls out a necklace, but if you really want to get to him... No.
That's fine. I think you should.
People's just gonna
because I know the radius of this, and we are on this boat. That's not a good idea.
you're gonna what, Tickle?
Tickle's just gonna glide towards the back of the boat and like sort of get away from them and that necklace.
Okay.
I just want to throw it out there. Don't go in the water.
Oh, that is something good to tell us. Yes.
There's a lot of things in there that you don't see until they see you. Yeah.
That's typically how the Dark Lake works, yes.
I'm glad you could do that experiment for us, Fleffle.
So, after this plays out, I will need a group survival check. So, I think... Who has the highest survival out of you?
I have a 4.
I have a 1.
Okay.
I have a 1.
That.
Okay, Ivan.
3? Duh.
So y'all can roll individually, or y'all can let Ivan roll with advantage.
I'll let Ivan roll with advantage.
Because if I roll, it's going to be a 4.
Same.
Same.
You're putting a lot of weight on Ivan here. Ivan's twitching a little bit.
It is with advantage, though, so because normally Ruin and Champer are the ones that are
It's also with guidance.
Ooh, guidance. How about this? Can I use this on him? Oh, wait, no, he already has advantage. What am I talking about? Never mind.
Look. Plus guidance.
You can give him Bardic Inspiration.
Oh, Bardic Inspiration.
Oh, thank God. Okay, so I'm at 15 plus a D6, or is it higher?
D6.
D6, okay. Oh, 20.
Okay.
Ayo. Let's go.
So with a 20, I would say you guys are able to collectively between your boats find a place to kind of park them and set up a camp for the night. There's a little alcove that you are actually able to find.
We're finally off the boats. Ivan crawls off and just crawls onto the ground. Oh, thank the moon and everything I don't know of.
Like, Kazad is, like, kissing the ground.
Before Kazad gets on the boat, Flaffle leans over the boat, looks at the little bit of water, looks up at Kazad, and be like, so you kind of owe me, so, like, uppies?
Kazad very happily picks you up and, like, places you on his shoulder and, like, pats you on the head, and he's like, I really am sorry.
It's okay.
The easiest way to Kazad's heart is guilt.
I learned my lesson.
Let's guilt trip him.
Went from guilt favorite to least favorite.
Now I pull off the balls of my necklace and throw them down his armor.
Oh, God.
Jesus.
Backflip away and start running.
Well, we already determined earlier you're not good at dexterity sanitizer. I think that's a good idea.
Just flops onto the ground and then runs away.
Flaffle understood what he was going into.
Ivan just kind of like crawls to the driest point and just goes, I am so tired. I don't want to be on a boat anymore.
Do drow have like issues with water?
I don't know how to swim, Merlette. I'm pretty sure I said that earlier.
Oh.
I can tell you, it wouldn't help.
I don't know how to swim really either, but
I know how to swim, but those things know how to swim better.
From what I saw, yeah. Even if you knew how to swim, it wouldn't help. Yeah, but can we set up camp? I've used a good deal of my gifts to keep Flaffle alive.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
I don't remember much after that.
It's all good. You fell
off my head.
Except
for a bird.
What is with the bird thing?
I don't know what it means.
Looks at Tequel.
Tequel.
Yeah.
Tequel just sort of clears his throat. Just
like everybody gets visions of cool demon lords, I get a bird.
Could always try it again.
I've
tried several times to hunt birds, and they're too fast.
While they're getting camps
I feel like you could use things like snares and stuff like that.
What's up, Tequel?
I tried many things.
While they're getting camp set up and whatnot, I like to go around with that spore that I have and druidcraft on it to see if I can make a whole bed of them.
Okay.
So you're trying to make all of us trip.
I'm trying to get more spores.
And our once sacred little piece of land that we found is now covered in mushrooms that make us trip.
I mean, we could also plant the other one.
I unknowingly made a deal with a demon lord because I was on a trip at the current moment. My bad, Kazad.
Wait.
Yeah.
Waffle. I can make more of those mushrooms.
More of what?
Yeah.
Those orange ones?
Oh, I don't know. I'll keep it in mind, but I kind of want to test on it a little bit first because I don't know what that one does. All I know is I found it in the exploded head of our previous...
Drow?
Yeah. Serith. He was my least favorite. All of you have been great.
You can keep that one, actually. Yeah.
I appreciate that.
What happened?
I appreciate your healing.
Yeah.
And your massive hand. And I'm not sure if it's because I was about to die, but you seemed huge.
I did get really big. I did. Yep.
What is this conversation?
And then birds.
And then birds.
That has been a weird day. Someone else is cooking tonight. I'm going to sleep.
You are able, after casting Druidcraft on this, you are able to sprout a little mushroom out of the spore. And a little violet fungi is growing.
Well, I was just going to take like 3 steps forward and then fall asleep like dogs do with like his arms back behind him and his head like straight out.
Can I collect some more samples?
Yes, actually, you can. Okay. Do you have vials for them?
I just got the one. I mean, I have a flask.
Yeah, you can put them in there.
Flask, and I have a vial as well. I also have a bottle.
Yeah, you put them in there.
I just toss out all the oil I have, and a flask. You hold them in there.
Okay, so there's oil on the ground now.
Mysterious.
I've been looking at it like, oh, that's fun. kind of like, is there dirt? Can I like push dirt over the oil?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm just like bury the oil.
There is soil here, yes.
Ivan's gonna look around because Ivan's gonna try his hand at cooking something. Really, it's just like a stew, just with a bunch of random things I find.
Okay.
Ivan's all right. Ivan's good at survival, so at least he'll know hopefully he'll know if it's a poisonous mushroom or not.
So, go ahead and make a roll a d20 and add your wisdom.
Oh, I can. Yep. Let's see here. 21.
And you can guidance. It's, Jesus.
Plus a guidance.
It's
24.
You find just a few specific mushrooms you need. You know which ones are poisonous and aren't. And you are able to cook up something almost, dare I say, better than what Flaffle did.
Oh, now.
Ivan, like, thinks it about it, and then he's going to mess up the recipe on purpose. So that it tastes not super
subpar.
Great. It's good. It's edible.
He over-seasoned it a bit.
But everybody's going to still think, Flaffle's was better.
Okay.
Wouldn't Ramsay would be so ashamed of you.
What are you?
Fucking wrong.
I'm an idiot sandwich. Okay.
Whatever it is now, time. Food is ready.
Okay. Thanks.
Yeah.
Here.
Yep.
Michael pulls out a ration.
Well, I might as well try some of yours. Before I try Flaffle's. Sure, you cooked pretty good.
Point of order.
You only trust Flaffle's cooking?
Never mind. So what you got, Flaffle?
Flaffle's passed out.
Hurts. <Not to get something.
laughs> So point of order.
I'll try Flaffle's and be
what's
like,
up, DM?
This is not great. It's better than what we got,
mate. You have the supplies that you have on you, and that is it. So you are going to have to find a way to scavenge some food for this journey to Neverlight Grove.
Yep.
I'm going to eat this food. Yeah. It is sustainable. It is dinner.
If I had good berries, I'd pop them in there a little bit, but I don't, because I don't want to cast another spell. I'm scared.
People offer up the mushroom he just grew.
No.
Jesus Christ.
No, thank you, Tickle. You keep your psychedelics to yourself for now.
I'm going to start an empire down here.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't be the first, but you would be definitely the first fairy to do it.
I mean, what type of empire would it be?
Mushroom.
If we're talking what he's got in his hand right now, drugs.
Hey. I mean, some of the nations might actually be willing to tolerate that.
I mean, we could always use with some recreation, but addled minds don't make exactly the best survival situations.
I mean, so long as they don't know that Tikal is a fairy, he might actually be pretty successful.
It's true. They got against fairies.
You need a face man. Oh, they like to eat them.
I think...
What?
Oh, yeah, drow like to eat fairies. It's actually a delicacy.
Oh, I was dinner?
I mean, to probably a lot.
Why do you think they kept you around so long?
A lot of upper end drow, yeah.
Cool, like to roll insight.
Go ahead.
It's like his eyes get a little watery. Like he might almost be about to cry.
So are you rolling insight on Ivan or on Pat?
The player or the character?
What?
No, I'm just kidding. No, you can't tell. With a 9, you can't tell.
Especially because I rolled a 9.
Y'all just kind of stare at each other awkwardly for a second.
He chuckles and he looks at Tikal and he goes, "Relax, Tikal. He's just joking."
Looks at Kazad. Did your drow not eat fairies?
Oh, Tikal's just going to cast Gift of the Gab and pretend this conversation never happened.
Just move
what
on.
What level spell is that?
Ooh.
Oh, God.
Drow eat fairies.
Boom.
Roll a d20.
We're all going to die.
Tickle's triggered, bro.
He was dinner.
You said he was a snack. And
yeah, oh, all man. Right.
That conversation never happened.
So, how did you guys like my food?
It was great.
That's awesome.
Tickle flies away.
Kazad's just sitting there, like, eating it. He's like, it's passable. I'd love some rothe right now, but this is not bad.
I didn't have any potatoes. Would have been good.
I would a potato be? Like, you know, sidebar?
Yes.
They have potatoes down here?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, potatoes don't really need sunlight to grow.
We actually have a massive potato farms. I bring a lot of people back from death from overwork to work them again.
That's a great process.
I'm so
that he's not joking about that part.
Wait, what was I joking about before?
That's some cool potatoes. Potatoes. I'm gonna go over there.
What's taters precious?
I'm gonna go play with my mushroom now.
Oh. I don't need to know that, but if you could go behind the trees or rock or whatever's over there, please. Just keep it quiet. Just some distant.
Bro.
Oh my gosh.
Could you play with the mushroom quieter, please?
Meanwhile, what he's doing is not much better. He's literally just snorting that mushroom dust, bro.
You're snorting it?
I'm joking.
Yummy.
Tinkle's just say, at the edge of the camp. Somebody
with like a little grater just grating it up.
Off the cart.
He just got wild magic dust.
Tikal is now our foreseer. he's now our divination magic user.
He snorted a line of magic mushrooms and now he can see God.
Honestly, I can see that he did see the fucking Tikal did see the mushroom. Oh yeah, the Demogorgon. So maybe he should start sniff some more powder.
Tikal's ear perks up.
Huh?
Do it.
I didn't
poke some mushroom.
Yeah, if you want to.
Should have never gave Tikal this mushroom.
So you are snorting it.
I mean, yeah, by proxy, because I'm just poking the fuck out of it.
Okay.
Let's see if something happens.
Roll d20.
Why does everybody look so disappointed?
This is a family channel, man. What's wrong with you?
Hey, no one said this 11? Was a family channel.
Nothing happens. You're good.
Oh, sad face.
Yeah, you poke it literally all night.
Oh, God. Aww. Could you stop, please? My gutter brain can't handle it, Hulk. The gutters are full.
And I just realized you're... Come on, man.
It's like the grandma nut thing.
Wait, you just now realized it?
I didn't think he was still going with it.
Oh.
Of course I am.
I didn't thinking about it. I didn't realize I kept saying it. Oh, that fall through. My bad.
No, you're good. Okay. Are there anything else RP wise that you guys want to do before bed?
Good.
Ivan is sleepy, so Ivan will go to sleep.
All right. So you all are able to long rest.
Oh, thank the freaking spider gods.
Spider.
I'm able to cast spells again. Not really, because this freaking fog.
Do it, man.
Merlette.
I know.
Yeah.
I know we talked out of game.
Yep.
Would you do this now? Or would you do that later?
I would go off very far away from the demon-hating sort that we have in our crew. And do it. Yeah.
Okay. Everyone, you look behind you and everyone is gone. You look back at what you're staring at holding in your hand. And you see the visage of Mordekesh once again.
So you have called me back. Why?
Well, I was thinking. I was thinking a lot recently. And no, there's no reason why we can't. I'll do what you want. But there's no reason you can't give me a little something for helping you out.
Are you trying to imbue power in yourself?
Yeah, I'd like the ability to become a warlock through you. I think it's possible.
Tell you what, you are close, closer than you think. Find me, and we will talk.
Very well. Do you have any advice on how I can find you?
Watch this shard.
Very well.
It will glow brighter when it's closer to its home.
All right. I will bring the shard.
He kind of looks you up and down.
We will discuss more when you get here. Have Imbuel lead you in.
All right.
Okay. You and look back.
Pocket it, kind of. Then go to the bathroom so he has an excuse.
Fair enough. Back. Okay. Very well. Yeah, you look back, your vision has gone back to normal, and your friends are there, or your acquaintances, whatever you want to call them.
Who's on guard?
Nobody.
Wow, we are bad.
so bad. I would think
that's
at this
great
point,
question.
Merlette is technically on guard right now.
I'm good with that.
Oh,
honestly, your NPCs, the NPCs that are with you, probably would be as well. Except
is it Shushar? I'm blinking, staring at you.
No, Shushar is out. Shushar is literally.
Opens his eyes, and Shushar is just right there.
So remember, Shushar doesn't have eyelids, so it sleeps with its eyes open. Just staring.
That's horrible.
Jesus Christ.
You know what's worse? Fucking Flawful, is your background kind of went over your eyes. It was horrifying.
I was about to say, I didn't know your eyes were green, bro.
Man. Only when I'm staring into something else.
Oh!
Alright.
The abyss.
Spicy.
Okay. So, waters. You all are able to rest.
Mm-hmm.
And you can begin your journeys once again.
Oh.
So since Flaffle was first asleep, is Flaffle first awake?
No.
Yeah.
Because you have half elves and elves in your party.
Whack.
Yep.
Whack.
Kind of stretch out. Oh, well, which direction are we going now? Looks to the mushroom. It's a stool.
He shakes and releases the spores. We just need to continue the way we were going.
Well, that is fantastic, Stool, truly. Hey, have you ever heard of Zugtomoy?
You asked me this yesterday.
I know, I'm seeing if you remembered anything.
No, I don't know.
Can you get in touch with your buddies from Neverlight Grove yet?
We aren't close enough.
Stool, I really need you to step it up, buddy.
He's trying.
I'm this big.
You're a valued member of our team, but you're not pulling your weight.
He weighs like nothing.
Ivan picks up Stool and sets him on his shoulder. Now, Flaffle, you know that the little people can't pull things very well.
Is that some sort of
slight? I would have gotten that door open eventually.
I don't know. I don't know about that line, dude.
To be honest, sure. You keep telling yourself what you need to. I believe in you, Flaffle.
I just didn't have what I needed.
Say what you said.
I believe in you. I believe in you.
Just be strong, Flaffle. One day you will be a dragon.
Who cooked last night?
I did.
It was okay. It's a part of this.
Jeez.
Did we... Flaffle stops for a second. Flaffle would like to go and investigate the boats real quick.
Okay.
What's in the boat?
What are you looking for specifically?
Anything. That might have been in the boats before we commandeered them.
No, there is absolutely nothing.
Okay.
In fact, one of them is missing.
One of the boats is missing?
Mm-hmm. Head count. Oops. Head count.
Only... So you guys are now down to two. And it seems... your Duergar friend... took the other one.
Aw, what a dick. Could even take the big
people. Who was on watch last night?
Looks to Merlette.
It was Ruin.
Blame Ruin.
Ruin.
Look, Ruin and Shamper had their own things going on, okay?
Okay. Man.
So,
okay. So, point of order. Question for all. Basic necessities to survive would consist of...
food?
Mm-hmm. Yes. How much do we have collectively to make it across this lake?
If you're okay with me casting a spell, I can do good berry, and we got the food and water covered for 24 hours.
Okay, hear me out. Hear me out. Crazy idea. Does anyone here know where exactly Gracklestug is?
Who?
The city?
Oh.
Gracklestug?
Nope.
His Oddwood.
He just kind of quietly raises his hand.
Well,
Okay, so hear me out. I've never been, but it's my understanding, because I come from the north of the Underdark, or at least that's where I've been here recently, and I've never quite been this far into it, but it's my understanding that Gracklestug is kind of in that direction as well. Perhaps we should stop there for supplies first?
What would I know about this place, Hulk?
Oh, it is known as the Duergar capital. You specifically would know there are two leading heads of Gracklestug. There is the king, and there is Thumberchow.
Ooh.
Thumberchow goes that you would know and lights the furnaces daily. But you know that there are, being a drow and being of higher stature in drow society, you would know that they do some dealings, especially in weaponry. But there
How
is a...
welcome would we be? Starting with three drow specifically, and then a bunch of outsiders.
The outsiders would be more welcome than the drow.
Okay.
I like Gracklestug.
However, to your point, Flaffle, from where you are at now to Gracklestug would add another 12 days.
Yeah.
So currently, I
kind of point that out to him, like, It's not a bad idea, but we'd be traveling a lot longer.
Actually, no. I'm sorry. It would, so the Neverlight Grove is 26 days. Gracklestug is 20 days, so you would reduce it down by 6 days.
Oh.
My bad. I looked at it wrong.
In that case, I point that out. I'm like, that actually might not be a terrible idea. We just need to get through the next 20 days before we can get there to get supplies.
I have still got, opens his endless bag and dips his whole, like,
climbs inside it.
Keeping his head out, like, I've still got about 22 spider legs in there. The quality may vary, but,
I mean, it's worth a, I'm down. I mean, honestly, maybe we could even find out a little bit about this fog and a way to go. Maybe we can even sell the information we found about countering it.
We just need to...
Over, grabs his necklace.
Be a little bit careful. I mean, I say we, mostly Ivan, Ruben, and myself would need to be careful. But, I mean, might not hurt.
Might hurt a lot.
Might hurt a lot.
No more than the water with Flaffle, though.
That hurt a lot, and then it felt really good, and then it hurt a lot again, and then it felt really good again. And then I just felt normal.
You're welcome.
Except I still found you terrifying for some reason, and then I fell asleep, and then I heard birds, and I woke up.
Such a day for you
yesterday.
Yesterday
was a weird day.
Just kind of stares for a second, and he's like, yeah, I got nothing.
All right, well, is that where we're heading then? Are we choosing to head to Gracklestug?
It's technically on the way, and it wouldn't hurt for us to get some supplies, some better equipment.
Exactly. Well, maybe we can even find out some information about what the hell is going on. There's got to be somebody that knows why all these demon lords are showing up and the demons and... why everything's going to shit more than it normally does, so I'm for it.
So, Kazan, you know of Gracklestug? Is it true there's a mighty dragon in Gracklestug?
He just kind of smiles and leans forward to Flaffle, and he goes, the mightiest, biggest
dragon. Not for long. I will be the mightiest at the end, but that is good to know.
I'm a little bit more worried.
He just kind of pats him on the head. And he's like, "You're gonna love this."
I'm suddenly less okay with going there. Tinkle, what do you think?
Wait, This is a place of civilization. It isn't like Sloopadoop, right? Like, I'll be able to buy quality goods there?
Oh, absolutely.
Hot dog.
All right, well, Merlet, you're the only one who hasn't chimed in.
I mean, I'm fine with the... whatever.
What say you, Shamper and Ruin, as Eldith and Shushar quickly run over, like, nod their heads up and down?
See, Shamper's I can kind of do. Ruins I cannot.
Well, looks like we're going to Gracklestug. Are we all getting back in the boats again? Or are we walking?
I'd say boats. Boats seem like safer and faster.
Yeah, I disagree highly.
Well, if someone doesn't cast fear on you, maybe then you'll be able to enjoy a boat ride.
Okay, a truce that no one casts fear on anyone.
Yeah.
But fireball's still on the table.
I didn't mean to cast fear.
It's okay, buddy. Don't worry. I don't hold grudges.
Yes, you do.
No. What dragon have you ever known that's held a grudge? Dragon kind isn't that way.
He just keeps patting Flaffle on the head as he's saying all this. Like, it's okay, bud.
He just looks up and smiles.
He's just gonna kind of look at Flaffle, kind of puzzled for a second, but he's not gonna. He's just gonna let it be.
Safer that way.
Absolutely.
Oh, are we traveling on foot?
The cove that you guys stayed in last night is a dead end, by the way. You would have to find somewhere to go to.
Can a boat?
Stool, are you okay with this? Boat.
I mean, I'm just kind of along for the ride. Without you guys, I'd be dead, so...
Whoa, buddy, that is some really depressing thoughts, and I need you to quit that.
No, I mean, it's real. I'm my little baby one. Mike and Ed are supposed to be, like, a group? Like, a collective?
Yeah, so are kobolds, but look at me, buddy.
No, it's very different.
You literally almost died yesterday.
But I didn't. Because I have minions.
You sure do, Flaffle. Sure
do. Okay, then.
Or what?
Yes. Which way is it glowing?
In the direction that you're headed.
Okay, cool.
And in your head, you hear...
Well, I was told you would be coming today. I will wait for you at the entrance.
Very well. Thank you.
Okay.
Actually, I'm going to try to reach out in my mind and be like, can you, like, tell me where exactly I need to go to the entrance?
Oh, no. I will find you. Do not worry.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Well, while we're messaging people, as we're all getting into the boats, Flaffle's going to lift up his necklace and go, Mr. Grazilax, much to talk about. Demon lords. A lot of face rust research. And much more. We'll be in Gracklestug soon.
You do get a response.
I have not been to Gracklestug in quite some time. However, I cannot go there. Blendenstone, though. I can meet you there.
all of you can see Flapple with a very frustrated look. That's in the other direction. That's not gonna work.
You get an actual another voice in your head, which is him casting message. I'm quite fascinated that you are so interested in this. Perhaps when the time is right.
I'm sorry, I saw Pat.
Banana.
After all the phallic comments we've had earlier, that's...
Continue.
Wow.
Don't let me hold you back. I just got a banana. It's okay.
Okay.
Oh my.
But yeah, he goes. You will meet the Society of Brilliance. Don't die.
Can I message Pat?
You can respond.
Neato! Is that one word or two? Okay.
One word.
Well. Look forward to beating them. Really need to talk about the Demigorgon.
One word.
That. Sax Lubladoop. As well as other discoveries.
You get another message back. I'm sorry, what did you say?
Giant two-headed baboon monster destroys Lubladoop right in front of us. I did not cause this. No matter what they may say.
You get another one?
Very well, I will meet you in Gracklestoke.
There we go!
Fucking go!
This Flaffle looks over at everybody with a very proud smile. And see that? That is how I killed a dragon. Even though they have heard nothing that Grazlex has said this entire time.
Are you planning on using Grazlex to kill Thumberchow?
God, no.
Thumberchow's a bad things. Dragon, right?
Yeah. I'm going to use Thunderchow to kill things. I need him alive.
Okay. Jesus.
Don't worry about Flaffle's plans.
We're going to be responsible for destroying the city.
Again,
there's no Geneva Convention in the Underdark, right?
I mean,
I'm pretty sure there's the opposite. If you don't commit war crimes, you're doing something wrong.
See, there exactly. We go. Flaffle is just winning Rome.
Okay. So, I need a group survival check, probably led by Ivan.
Hippie.
With advantage.
Am I getting that bardic?
Bardic.
Awesome. Yes, sir. You're a beautiful man, Teagle.
Yeah.
All right, with guidance. So that's a base 22. Adding 8 for 30.
Holy shit. I would say not only. Jesus, you're level 4.
You found a treasure map?
No. That's only in statues of Lolth. Anyways. Oh, with a 30, I would not only say you are able to not get lost, you are also able to find enough mushrooms kind of as you're passing by the walls and stuff like that. You and, we'll say, for the sake of story, you, Ruin and Champra, are all kind of able to grab as many edible mushrooms as you see, and water orbs, and different kinds of mushrooms you know can be used as, like, for Flaffle's cooking. So you are able for today, actually with a 30, I would say for the next 2 days, you are good on food.
Awesome.
Now I need a d20 roll. Just a flat d20.
Who wants to roll that one?
Eh. It's right. An 11. Not a 4.
It's not a 4.
Name of the episode, not a 4.
Yeah, your first 4 hours of boat travel go by quiet.
Why did it have to be 4 hours?
Because 4 hour increments.
I don't like that number.
I know. However, if there's anything that you guys want to RP or anything like that, you can interject. And is there anything y'all want to do in that 4 hour time span?
Flash has been bored going through his things and comes across that, what is it that I have? It's, it's like half a floor plan, and Flaffle's just staring this thing over.
Mm-hmm.
Just okay. Trying to, like, I don't know, decipher, memorize, a bit of column A, a bit of column B.
Ivan's going to kind of peek over, seeing what he's doing, because he's bored as well, and just kind of like, what you looking at there, Flaffle?
Before you can respond, I need you to make a wisdom saving throw.
Just imagine Flaffle walks up at you, and then his pupil's just huge.
Oh, Flaffle.
Flaffle.
Please don't be a 4. It's a 10!
Total?
Yeah.
Could I have popped resistance on him? It's basically guidance for saving throws.
Yes.
Alright, so you add a d4.
Hot dog. That makes it a 14.
I would say with a 14, you cannot answer him.
Oh.
Go ahead.
Never mind. So he just has a Flaffle just staring at him going, mouth wide open, eyes wide open, just,
Are you okay? Buddy.
I need you to make a second wisdom saving throw.
Resistance. Oh, God. Resist ain't gonna save that. Nope.
What is it?
It's a 7!
You fall unconscious.
I immediately go to start checking on him. I cast Spare the Dying on him just in case. And I'm starting to look him over and make sure that he's okay medically.
Make a medicine check.
Very well. 23.
With a 23. The DC was 20, by the way.
Woo!
So much.
With
a
23. There's a... You kind of are looking at him. Physically, he looks fine.
Mm-hmm.
You open his, like, you kind of open his eyes to look at his pupils. He has no pupil.
Fuck. I start, like, telling everyone, hey, we got a problem with Flaffle. He doesn't have any pupils. Something's wrong with him.
You sure it's not normal?
Well, I mean, no, but at the same time, this don't look normal.
Azad's going to come over and sit down, and he's going to look at Flaffle and see what's going on.
I
don't know what to do about this.
Okay. I just want to make sure.
I guess I'll roll a medicine check to try and see if I can recognize anything that's going on.
I would say medicine has already been used. That is kind of what you've determined. Okay. There are other things you can do, though.
Okay, so I will go ahead and I guess I'll try to see a I see if there's anything magical going on with it.
So an arcana.
I will be casting a spell, though.
Ooh.
Like, I'll back up from everybody before I approach, and I'll cast Enhance Ability. And I'll choose Fox's Cunning.
Okay, d20 roll.
That was almost that 20. 2?
Damn.
Yeah. I'm away from everybody, so hopefully it won't fuck with them.
Oh, you wrote a tool for... What level spell is it?
Oh my god. Second level?
And then
oh my god.
And then a 9 on the D100.
Oh my god.
I think I'm dead. 9?
We're fucked. We're dead. We're dead. We're dead.
Remember, I stepped away from y'all.
A fireball don't give a shit.
I will say this, you were one away from fireball.
Oh my fuck.
Oh my god. I don't like it. I forgot I was on a boat.
Oh, told you we should have taken the boat.
Are we dead? Yeah, can you just let us know?
I got characters to roll up if I'm dead.
I have ideas. Restart this whole entire campaign.
I'm going to be a goblin artificer named Grimble.
I'm play
hey, chill. I'm going to be the goblin.
I'm going to be another kobold that's a wild magic sorcerer.
I'm Gobbit searching for its third member.
We take the kobold.
So, what happens? I don't like the look on the DM's face. It's so bad. God. Oh, no.
We need you to pick somebody.
Next week.
Oh, no.
What
I need you to pick somebody.
Oh, no. How would you put that on my shoulders?
You should pick Shamper or Ruin.
No, you should not.
Ivan's Ron, got you.
I mean, I Ivan. Was casting... You know what? Grunt.
Hold on. Who are you casting it on?
I was casting it on myself.
Oh. Who's the first person you'd look at? Oh no! Never mind. Don't answer that question.
Oh god! This is great. Flavel's just getting wrecked.
No. You know what, man?
I mean, it's I don't want to be
just
that
so,
guy.
Just so but, you know,
hey, I'm let's going go.
Episode after episode, one, man.
Two, three. Hey, let's be real. Flavel's had it too good for too long. He's a little humbling.
That is true.
Yeah. there's that. Flavel has not yet faced the consequences of any of his actions.
Sloop-a-dupe was not my fault.
Oh, shit.
Is that the black dice? Don't roll the black dice. I know what those dice are capable of.
All right, you ready?
No.
2 yeah. damage.
Oh, God.
5 damage. 3 damage. 2 damage. 2 damage.
Magic mental.
5 damage. And 2 damage.
Why are you still going?
So, you cast Enhance Ability, and as you're kind of getting ready to...
Flavel's never getting on a boat again. Oh.
Guys, he's unconscious.
It's just... Do I just see, like, magic missiles strike the crap out of him? God. I'm gonna cast,
Lay
Cure
on
Wounds.
Hands. Like, hang on.
Okay.
Is Lay on Hands considered a spell?
No.
Okay. Lay on Hands, like my full...
What was the total damage?
Lay on Hands onto Flaffel as this happens.
5 + 4 = 9. 11. 14. 17. 22.
Okay.
I mean...
But you are unconscious.
That would be 44.
Which means attacks are crits.
Oh. Oh.
If I'm...
Does magic missile, like, crit, though, since it's like an auto hit?
It can crit, yeah. If they're so, vulnerable.
Yep. Mm.
So, like...
Alright. Yeah. Hold on.
Let me
check some rules.
If I use my grave domain thing to make somebody vulnerable and then they get hit with a magic missile, all that magic missile is technically classified as a critical damage because they're vulnerable.
Oh, why is my computer doing this?
To all of my flaffle friends at home. Let them know in the comments. Get in the comments. Let these people know what they've done to me.
It's like Tinkerbell. You gotta believe in the falafel to keep him alive.
That's it.
Hey guys, if you want falafel back in the next episode, get in the comments.
Get in the comments.
That would only work if we ended the episode right here. Before
Which
we
is funny. You know what? I might do that because we're at 55 minutes.
Oh my god. What have I done?
Need the final verdict. You're ready to hear about Flaffle. Tune in next time.
Oh my god.
Out of the Abyss.
Pokemon episode.
Previously on Out of the Abyss.
Flaffle got fucked. And then Flaffle got fucked again.
I
really wouldn't think it could get any worse for Flaffle. It happens again.
Okay. Whew. Okay. Any attack roll. Okay. You're good. So it's just a 22.
Okay.
So full lay on hands charge on that immediately.
Yeah, you literally watch Cheekle just burst. Let's see. It's 3 + 4. So 7 bolts. Just straight into Flaffle.
Ivan just turns around.
Are people still gone?
Ivan just like looks at Tinkle and goes, I know it's not your fault this happened, but I'm going to let you know this. Please stop.
Did my hand's ability at least go off still?
It did.
Okay, it did?
Yeah.
Is he up?
No.
Okay, so I'm gonna go ahead and see if anything magically is going on with
casting spells bit of, like, while we're in coming the out of his boat.
I'm gonna cast command right after he says that.
You see Ront getting ready to jump overboard?
I'm not sure Ront had faith in you.
I'm bad. But on the silver lining, the spell I was trying to use went off. I'm gonna just go.
I'm going to now that Flaffle's not like dead again. I'm gonna pick up Duskbringer and I'm going to hold it close to Flaffle and I'm going to ask it any idea what's going on here.
Fuck.
Forgot you gave him a sentient sword, huh?
You bring out Duskbringer. And it immediately sheaths. Hey, adventurers. Thanks for tuning in. Remember to smash that like and subscribe button, and don't forget to give some love to your bards.